Good morning. How are you going?
Very well. Getting ready for Queensland. Get ready Queensland week as well. Michael, this is an important part of the year. And for people who live in central Queensland, north Queensland, to get ready, because we just don't know what's going to happen when it comes to weather events, right?
Definitely. Queensland's one of the highest prone disaster zones in Australia. So this time of the year, we're moving into the storm season, which is an unknown factor. So we like people to get out there, get prepared, and be ready just in case. So
now, we know some of the other stuff that the SES do and help us out when it comes to sandbagging and tarps and everything else. What other stuff can the SES help us with?
Well, the SES can help you with some community education, I guess, so we can actually come around and show you or help you what you need to look at from there. So we help out with storm damage, we do traffic control, we do all the storm sandbagging and all those sort of things. So,
right.
But I guess the message is that there's not a lot of SES out there, so we like to have a community resilient people as well.
Yep.
So look after your own house, your neighbours and your friends as well. And we can give some hints and tips on that, so we have some documentation that can help out with that.
So what's a couple of things that we should be doing around the house today? What sort of things?
Basically, keeping your gutters clear.
Yep.
From there, looking at that, especially if you have overhanging, make sure they're not blocked. Drainage, so, is a big thing. So if you've got backyards that have got natural drains, and even council drains, if there's a blockage, report it so they can come and do something about it. So, and then just probably also have a bit of a plan, action plan. So if something does, know your lying areas.
Yep.
You were talking about the floods before, so I know where those flooded areas are, so you know you've got an escape route. So
and council always have that information available too if you're living in the low-lying area too, so it's worth investigating that now?
Definitely. Each local council has an emergency dashboard, and they update that on a daily basis, so and that's probably a really good point of truth to be able to get some information. So,
I didn't even think about reporting the drains, because remember when I was living in West Mackay before, a few years ago?
Parts of West Mackay, man, it's just crazy.
Right on the corner there, the drains actually had like a forest inside it. There was bushes coming through the drain up towards street level. So,
but there's no point reporting that in the middle of a disaster.
No. That's why we try to do that now. So, and council's got a big job. They do a great job out there, but they can't see every little thing. So, so it's that community resilience, being able to negotiate with them and just let them know so they can identify it and do something. So,
and the SES also don't just help out with your floods and cyclones, but also bushfires are important too.
Oh, definitely. They're involved in most operations and that from there. So, fortunately, on Saturday, we had our SES Awards Week. So in the Mackay area, we're able to actually give out 75 medals for the National Emergency Medal from Cyclone Debbie and the fires and some floods and that. So it's really good to recognise them.
Amazing work you guys do for our region.
Those orange jumpsuits, do they get hot?
Very.
Right. I've always wondered that.
They look like, I feel like if I was to wear one of those things, we look like Teletubbies. Yeah. That's
it almost looks like the new Squid Games, those orange jumpsuits.
They do, actually. You're right about that.
We do try and develop our uniforms to make them as cool as possible, but when you look at tropical heat here, it's pretty impossible.
It's going to be a busy wet season, as we've been told, and storm and cyclone season as well. The SES do a great job. If people want to grab more information of the SES, how do we get in contact?
Basically, you can go online, so just search for SES, or you can go through the 132500 number and that can give you some information. So from there, one thing I will say out there, if you are wanting to report something, we actually have an app as well now instead of phone. There's a 13500 app
they
can download, and they can actually, if they've got any issues, they can report it through that.
Oh, that's cool.
We'll put that on our website today so people are aware of that.
As always,
thanks for joining us in the studio this morning. I have no doubt we will speak to you a few times over the next few months.
I'm sure we will.
But thanks for keeping us up to date, Michael.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Excellent.